before we started this episode, I asked Stevie, hey, have we done anything on Star Wars since we watched it? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And he was wrong.
Because we had.
He's a lying piece of crap.
I'm not wrong. You could go December 9th.
Which was before the movie came out. So there's no way that we had both seen it. So you're a lying piece of crap. Regardless, we then tried to do several intros based on what I wanted to talk about, which was an amazing hotel chain that we will talk about. And then Steven screwed that up too. So the moral of today's intro, as well as really just life.
Honestly, the episode was ruined by me too.
Yeah.
No, I ruined the episode multiple times.
Yeah. He's horrible. That's the lesson here.
My apologies before we begin this whole thing. I got distracted, but it's not my fault.
Very distracted. And I didn't even do any impressions. So we're Nerdversation. So, Steven,
Ryan.
Someone has told me somewhere along the lines, I don't know when exactly, but someone told me that you play video games and you enjoy video games.
Who told you this?
I don't know. But they also told me that you enjoy older video games, even though you had Amish video games, is what I'm going to call them, with your Bible adventures, which were awesome, but that's all you had. Did you ever play Atari?
I didn't have Bible adventures growing up. I played it, but I didn't have it. It was somebody else's.
That's so sad. That's pathetic. So sad.
Dude, I'm still that way, though. I still love old games. Like we've talked about before, I upgraded my computer to be like a beast so that I can play Age of Empires, a game from 1995.
Right. Yeah. I do remember that. So
and then I buy new video games and I just play old video games.
So how do you feel about the company Atari?
Oh, I know where we're going with this.
Do you?
I do. Is it about the hotel?
It is. Yes. So there's a chain of hotels opening.
Yes.
Commissioned essentially by Atari. And if you look it up, I'll probably make the picture, the link to this episode. But if you look it up, the hotel itself is the Atari logo. Which is
That's pretty rad in itself. Is the hotel just Atari Hotel? Atari itself is coming out with hotels?
Yeah, pretty much. So, which is just bonkers.
But that's kind of awesome.
But so the idea is to have a fully immersive experience of every age and gaming ability, is their quote. So they're going to have VR and regular gaming systems in the hotel that you can play, as well as they're going to host some of the different esports conventions and whatnot. So it's going to be a one-stop shop. So you can bring your family for a little mini vacation and your kids can play games and stuff. Kind of like Great Wolf Lodge, but for video gamers. Mixed with esports competitions and like business people and other people that are actually there, you know, because it's a friggin' hotel.
Well, what if this is all just a humongous publicity stunt because Atari is coming out with a new system themselves to compete? It'll be the fourth system.
I hope that they do.
Wouldn't that be fun? This is just a publicity stunt and they're opening just like one or two.
No, there's supposed to be 8, I think, in the next 2 years. So
all for their new
presently,
system.
I can't remember what the new... Oh, in Phoenix. Phoenix is where the first one's supposed to be. But after that, there are Chicago, Denver, Seattle, San Francisco, Seattle, again, San Jose, Austin, Texas.
Those sounds like more than eight.
Yeah, I don't know. Seattle was in there twice, so it might have...
Well, Chicago's not that far away, though.
We could go there, super close.
Yeah,
absolutely. We could go there. Like we could go to a con and then go there.
Is it just Atari
and make
games?
A whole awesome weekend. I don't know. I've read a couple of different articles, but they all are super limited in information.
I hope it's not just Atari games, because I mean that's going to get like old really quick.
No, I think that it's supposed to have, first of all, Atari properties. span farther than just the Atari games that you're thinking of, because they do have more modern stuff, and they had a stint in the arcade world and stuff like that as well. But beyond that, it said in one of the articles I read that they're trying to do VR and stuff as well in there. So I'm wondering, I mean, are they going to do the next VR system? Is that their big next foray? And they're going to have actual, like, hey, come to our hotel, full-on VR.
Dude.
We've got separate rooms and halls for VR, like, multiplayer crap.
And it's, like, bodysuit / treadmill style, where you can do the whole shebang.
Yeah, it is Ready Player One
yes.
for the weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing,
yeah,
dude.
It would. Dude.
I don't know, man.
They need to have one where they basically get the rights to encompass all video games and just have everything available. Just everything from old to new. Everything. Like, you can go and have, yeah, like a Mario Kart party from Mario 64.
That would be pretty freaking sick, man. I don't know
Wouldn't
how
it?
They'd pull it off, like, legally, logistically.
Yeah, no, that would be hard.
But it absolutely would be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be...
So, yeah, man.
That would be cool. That's similar to something that I was telling Dana about the other day, and I was like, we have to go here for, like, a weekend vacation trip where there's places... This isn't hotels, but they're B&Bs. B&B?
Okay.
Airbnb. They're Airbnbs. Where people are making hobbit houses, and you can go stay in a hobbit home.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And like,
do they like bake like hobbit cakes and stuff for you to just leave them out on the counter?
Well, it's an Airbnb, so I think you're just on your own.
Well, I know, but a lot of times they'll have snacks and other stuff that they have set up in
right.
your Airbnb. So like, there, do they
it
like
should
pre-bake
be.
Them and just
it should
leave
be.
Them out?
I know the holes are in the ground with a big old round door, and you get to stay in there, and it's like got like a wood burning stove and everything.
Have I told you, a friend of mine, that we go to their house for UFC fight night and whatever? Have I told you they have a hobbit door?
Every time you tell me that you have UFC fight nights, like, it just doesn't seem like something you normally would do. I don't know why.
Dude, hey, we're going again next Saturday. Next Saturday's the next time we're going.
It's so funny.
They do it every weekend.
It's like I have a friend who tells me that he's like all excited about Survivor, and I'm like, is that still on? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was a thing after season one.
Yeah, dude.
It's like 21
seasons.
They
do it every
in.
Weekend. We only go for the big ones, the pay-per-view ones.
Did you watch it? Dude, you're paying pay-per-view like every other weekend?
No. They get every one, and they watch them every weekend. There's only a pay-per-view one once a month.
But those are pricey. They're like $68-75 or something like that.
Yeah, but it's a group of people that all go there.
I suppose if you all pitch in, it's not the worst, but...
Yeah, they like cook food and stuff.
Did you watch that McGregor one?
Yeah, it was rad. We were all calling it before it happened.
You paid all that money to watch a 45-second fight?
Well, but you watch all the other fights before it, too.
But nobody cares about those fights.
Dude, we knew that Cerrone was going to lose. And actually, we had called Cerrone might lose in the first round. So,
Ryan.
It's no biggie.
Ryan. This,
what?
This is a nerdversation first. We're talking
what?
About sports.
I know. And it's not soccer, because that's the right. only thing I'll talk about.
And you're not saying things like, go sporty ball sport. Hey.
Yeah, well, UFC doesn't have a ball in it. Also,
it's
speaking of sports, the
four balls in it.
The X Games were last weekend. That's not true because they have female fighters.
Okay. Well, the men's ones have four balls. Unless there's something wrong, one way
or
the other, you could have three. You could have one.
Enough fighting, man, and they may not.
No joke, man. No joke. Does anybody ever get kicked in the balls?
Oh yeah. Now they have to wear cups and stuff, but that doesn't matter because some of those kicks are brutal.
They
stop the fight if it happens.
They wear cups?
And like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wimps. Yeah.
It's like the only thing they have to wear is cups and like 3-ounce gloves. That's it.
Yeah. Which, do those even do anything for you?
Enough, but not a lot.
Enough.
In fact, McGregor,
basically just enough so you don't die.
McGregor is so used to fighting in 3-ounce gloves and stuff. A lot of people say that's why he did so terribly when he fought Floyd Mayweather a couple years back, because in boxing he used 12-ounce gloves, those big cushy things. Mm. And he's so used to hitting people and knocking them out that it's like he didn't have the power to do anything with those gloves.
It's too soft and fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. Sports.
So,
but speaking of sports, dude, before I go into another tangent,
I was like, where are you going?
Last weekend was the X Games, and I watched the crap out of those too.
Oh yeah. Hey. So,
yeah.
Speaking of X Games, have you tried out the new Kokomo skate park?
No, it's been too cold since they opened it, but I've driven by it several times and I'm just waiting.
What do you think they're going to do with it? Think it's just going to be a park, or do you think they're actually going to like set up and have things there?
Like events?
Like, yeah, like an event, like an actual event.
They might. They do it the one in Peru. They have events and stuff.
I bet you they do. I bet I've heard rumors that they were talking about like bringing, you know, sponsorships in and doing a whole thing.
That'd be rad. The other one that we have is so big that it's difficult, especially if you're not good, and to try to get good, it's really difficult because it's all poured concrete and it's super steep and scary as crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the indoor one, DK, well, Main Street, but I think they've closed down or they're going to soon. So,
going back to the Atari Hotel,
we got real off topic.
Yeah, we did. Did they have anything, any info on like, are the rooms themed at all, or are they all just going to be about the same?
I think the whole hotel is themed. Now, to what degree, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be like a Pac-Man room.
That's why, Pac-Man's not Atari.
That's not what I'm... You are going too deep into this, dude.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Well, this is why I wish that they would open it up and like basically get the okay to have it all, because then you could do like a Resident Evil room, where it's just like a really freaky, scary room. And then you can have your Mario room.
That'd be cool.
And your Zelda room. And then you can have like your Skyrim room where the whole thing is just medieval. Huh?
So I think that if they're going to do that, then they should do like different halls.
Definitely.
Like,
yes.
Or floors. Like, hey, this is the swords and sorcery hall.
Yeah.
And it's just all sorts of games like that. And this is the platformer hall, which is...
Uh-huh.
I think that'd be cool.
Or each floor is a new system.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Like, this is your 64 floor.
Yeah.
Floor 64!
If it's only tall enough.
Dude.
I doubt
it, dude. They
could
do so much with
60.
It. I want to know, yes.
They could.
I haven't looked up at all, research-wise. I'm going to look it up. Atari Hotel.
There is basically everything that I told you is everything that they have. It's pretty limited on what is out there.
On info, it's just, well, they have some really cool pictures of what it'll look like.
They do
There's
have that.
There's not 64 floors.
There is
Atari, the brand known for pioneering video games like Pong, Asteroids, and Roller Coaster Tycoon. They did Roller Coaster Tycoon. I didn't know that.
They did. Dude, also, by the way, even though Namco is the owning studio, Pac-Man absolutely appeared on Atari games. So, suck it. Jerk.
Producer of the recent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Floor.
I think it would be amazing. Ninja Turtle games were awesome.
The turtle floor is the basement because...
It's got to be, dude.
Yeah.
And they only serve pizza.
Dude, themed hotels needs to be a lot more often. Like, they need to have, like, a horror hotel where it's just a bunch of, like, horror films. Yeah.
That's the problem is
there's not enough
rich
theme.
People. Yeah, well, rich people have their ideas of what people want and what they would like. And that's great because they're not wrong most of the time. However, things like that, like themed hotels... would be amazing and people would come from all over the country to stay there if they did it correctly. But it's going to take so much investing to get that sort of thing off the ground that I think that, yeah, most people are just not going to do it. Because
it's probably just cheaper to just have, like, your normal fancy hotel with, like, cheap art on the wall and a bed and a TV.
We didn't have to custom build everything in this right. hotel. We just bought it from, like, the corporate IKEA.
Because you're staying in that hotel because of the decorations.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. It's not something that's going to happen regularly, I don't think.
And the pool room can be like all the worst pool levels or all the worst water levels in video games.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody would want to swim.
It would be full of bloopers from Mario, all the little squids.
Yeah, right? Or Donkey Kong Country. Yeah.
That'd be awesome, dude.
It would be.
If they do it correctly, but it takes so much money and thought to do something like that, it's going to be difficult to pull off.
It totally
so
will.
I just hope that it's fun.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I hope it's fun.
Atari Hotel. You know, honestly, there should be a Nintendo Hotel. They have everything else. I bet there is somewhere in the world.
Probably.
Japan.
I've never looked it up. Yeah, I was going to say Japan, dude.
I'm going to look it up
right now. I don't know if it's a Nintendo, but I bet there's like a Mario hotel or Legend of Zelda or something. Because, yeah, dude, Japan. That's the answer to absolutely any and everything. Oh, yeah, it's in Japan.
Did Nintendo run Love Hotels in Japan? That's like...
Dude, I have actually heard about that. What? I have heard about that. That's hilarious.
And then the next one, Happy Valentine's Day. Did you know Nintendo used to run Love Hotels in Japan? What?
Yeah. Japan, dude.
Ah, Nintendo. Come on.
Japan.
Hey, here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
How old is Nintendo, the brand?
Stupid old. Like 1800s old.
Yep.
Because they used to make playing cards.
Yep. Playing cards. Isn't that weird?
That is super weird, dude.
It's weird that they, like, I guess they've always been into games, but. That's not always video games. Like, what were they doing from 1800s until Nintendo, the video game? Just playing cards?
Probably. Just playing cards. And then somebody drew on those cards and flipped them so fast it looked like a video. And then there was a flip book made, and then it turned into a video game.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm looking. I do not see any Mario Hotel. Now, I do see the video game Hotel Mario.
I just see the Love Hotel. That's all I'm seeing is Love Hotel.
Too bad.
Do you remember hotels when they used to have like the custom Nintendo 64 controller that you could play like Nintendo 64 games in your hotel room? You remember those?
What? No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'll show you.
No, dude, never.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
You see it?
I do see it. I've never seen such a thing.
Yeah, it's in a hotel and like it's a 64 controller, but it has it's got just like a custom thing in the middle for like paying and turning the TV on and stuff, but then you could just play video games in your hotel.
That's awesome.
I've seen it like
I once, would just
not very often.
I would just bring my system and that would probably be easier, but dude, you know what I miss? And I know that they still kind of sort of exist, but they don't exist in the same way that they used to. And I think we've talked about it. Gosh dang it, Steven.
Okay.
So we're doing our podcast a little different today. Normally, Steven and I are in the same building, in the same room, hanging out. Today, everything is remotely. I'm actually at work.
Yeah,
Steven is at work.
This is like, so we used to do Nerdversation on the road, which was basically Ryan and I would get in a car and do our episode driving around town.
Or we would walk around and I would be holding a microphone and an audio interface, and Steven would hold his microphone and a laptop, and we would have all these cables running between us, and we'd walk around different places and do like podcasts from thrift stores and stuff.
And now
this is awesome.
So we've only been able to do about one episode per week maximum.
Right.
And this is distracting because of all the sounds.
Dude, you are so distracted. You are like a child. You're just sitting there.
We've upgraded. We are now we were wanting to do more episodes a week, like at least two or three, because that would be fun. We used to do that when we worked together, and now we found out a way to do it.
Yeah, so I'm recording in my office at my place of work at my desk. Steven is at his place of work at his desk, and we have a Facebook live video back and forth so that we can see each other and make sure that we're not talking over each other and everything else. And Steven is just sitting there putting as many filters on his face as he can.
Dude, they showed up when I went to show you that. They showed up and I was like, oh yeah, filters. And so I'm now messing with a bunch of filters, just making Ryan real distracted.
You're distracted, dude. I can keep talking. You cannot do two things at once.
I got a bow tie and I got a top hat.
I wish you could actually lift it, dude. That'd be awesome.
Right? Like, you know how if you do stuff, like things will move? No, nothing's working. My bow tie did spin. It was spinning.
Yeah, it'll spin. If you lift your eyebrows, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, see?
What?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. We got... Dude, this episode has just derailed. What's this one do?
So, yes, we are getting better at technology to a degree. And by that, I just mean that, like, we're not lazy, or at least not as lazy as we used to be.
This right here, though, Ryan, is why we need to do a YouTube also channel where we do our podcast with a video, because then we could do this while we're talking and then people could see it.
Yeah, no one wants to watch what I'm watching right now.
No, everybody will be very everybody glad. Wants to see the beer cans on my head right now.
No.
I'm wearing a beer hat where you can drink it from your head. A beer hat.
Anyways, I should say, what I was trying to talk about.
He was number one.
That would be amazing. That. Anyways, before you got really distracted, do you know what I miss? Because they don't exist in the way they used to. Still kind of do, but not really.
What?
Playable video games at stores like Target and Walmart, where they used to have
NES
and Super Nintendo. But it's not the same because they don't have.
They're like demos now. It's not the full game.
It used to be, just the whole game. Like you would walk into Target and A Link to the Past would be on the Super Nintendo in this plexiglass case with this weird giant controller arm with the controller hanging off of it. And if you were determined enough and you didn't take anybody off, you could play the whole freaking game.
I had a buddy who beat Zelda Ocarina of Time at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like he just would like go and hang out there every day and just do a save and just play the game. Yeah,
you could.
That was awesome.
It was fine.
Dude, the worst is when Walmart was like, hey, let's put the screen above the display case and the controller like middle of the display case so that way you're playing like this.
Oh, yeah, and your neck is breaking the entire
just
time.
Hurts so bad. Dude, what were they thinking? Like, that screen was way up there.
It was way too high.
They're like,
that was a great way of marketing, too, though, because if you had never played Dreamcast or something, and you're like, I don't know if I want to buy this system I've never owned Sega before, so I don't know if I like their properties. You can sit there and play, and they would rotate the games like every couple weeks.
Now they just have demos. It's just stupid.
Yeah,
it's not even a good part of the game too. It just sucks.
Yeah, it's the very beginning of the game where everyone's trying to figure it out. And it sucks anyway.
When you're like, it's a tutorial. It's all talking.
Yeah. Dumb. Yeah. If you're going to do that as a demo, man, it needs to be midway through the game, the first like boss fight.
Right.
And you have some upgrades.
You're like all leveled up already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know, dude.
I played
that was around
Zelda Breath of the Wild for like 45 seconds and was like, I don't get it. Because. I'd never played a Switch before, and I was like, these buttons are so tiny. That and like then the controller was just so gross and greasy. It was awful. Ugh. stinks, snotty kids.
Yeah. It needs to be better.
Yeah.
Things need to be better. You know what? If I could bring back the 90s or the 80s, I feel like we'd be better.
Well, so isn't Disney creating a Nintendo park? Is it Disney?
I have no idea, dude.
Who's doing the Nintendo park? It was one of those big ones. I think it's Nintendo.
Dude, I don't know. That's what I just said. You're going to have to look it up because I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's Disney.
I'm glad you said Disney, though, because I have to cancel my Disney Plus subscription. I forgot I still had it.
Why?
So
Nintendo-themed areas coming to three Universal theme parks. So maybe it's Universal. Nintendo's at Universal.
Well, that makes sense. Universal's
cool. So it'll be done well then. Okay, good.
Yeah,
because
right?
If it was at Disney, it would have sucked.
Probably.
Because everything Disney sucks. Except for the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, dude, he looks awful. Did you see the mugshot of Goldberg?
Dude, every time I see, because this is like the second time he's been arrested in like 3 or 4 years. And right. He just gets like 25 years older every time he gets arrested. But every time I see him.
25 is not enough.
Dude,
he's like 80 years
so
older.
Bad. But I know every time I see it, I'm like, Goldberg.
Man, he looked horrible, dude.
From fat jokes to meth jokes.
We did almost like a whole episode the other day and didn't record it because we were talking about that and everything
else. It actually was our test episode. It was a test to see if this video thing was going to work. Do you hear the sounds my helmet is making? My hat? Are those coming through on your end?
No, I hope they don't.
They keep going, as if I'm like drinking or something.
Gross. Hey, canceling my Disney Plus now.
While we're on an episode, that's unprofessional.
What made you cancel Disney Plus? Everything.
Disney made me cancel Disney Plus.
I couldn't find anything to watch. That's what I'm clicking.
Right? You had the same things on there and didn't change anything.
That is what I'm clicking. All right, dude.
Need more originals. Done. Need more variety.
Dude, I'm on recommended for you originals and continue watching. That's the top three lines or whatever in their homepage. And The Mandalorian is on every single one of them, which tells
that's like
me
all
they
have.
Don't have enough.
That is literally all they have. That's why it's like they're like, hey, we have The Mandalorian. And then people are like, what else? And they're like, we have The Mandalorian.
Like, you know what's hilarious? I have never been to the Disney Plus webpage, even though I've had it and my kids have watched stuff on it and whatever. I've never looked at it.
Just done it on the phone.
Yeah, and it does not look grand. Disappointed
for,
in
for
a lot
Disney,
of things.
It's not great. Like, I feel like they should have done a better job because they're all like, we're Disney and we're the best. But honestly, my fear that they were going to take down Netflix. I'm not afraid of that at all.
Totally gone.
I'm not afraid of that at all now.
We'll be fine.
Netflix. I think Netflix was worried at first. I think they were even like, uh-oh. And then because they were taking everything from them. And then as soon as they opened it up, like they got onto Disney and they were like, nah, we're good.
We got it.
Right? Unless Disney like changes up a lot, like Netflix is fine.
By the way, dude, when I was going through there, I saw Revenge of the Sith. Because I forgot that existed. I had never sat and watched that movie all the way through. Did you know that?
Like episode 3?
Yeah.
What?
I thought that I had because I had seen bits of it. And I was just, and then I've seen all the memes. And
what?
I was like, I don't know, I've seen that movie. The other day, I was like, I need to watch it again because I haven't seen it in a while. And I just watched the first two not terribly long ago. I'll watch it. And so I started watching it and I was like, dude, I don't think I've ever seen this movie all the way. And I watched it, and I was like, I definitely have not seen it all the way. And I was
impressed. You didn't see Anakin become Darth Vader?
I've seen that part. That was one of the parts I had seen. But, yeah, I had never seen the whole thing start to finish, and I was not impressed at all.
No, it's okay, but it's not great.
No, it's not.
And honestly, I think the part... Okay, whatever is happening here, this is awful.
You need to stop with the filters.
Dude, I can't stop it. I don't know. It's awful.
Just leave it alone.
There. I'll just switch it to blue. Now I'm just blue. Okay. So Anakin was so whiny, which, you know, I guess that's him. He was supposed to be that way, right?
My
big deal is that he went from like a whiny little baby to Darth Vader, who isn't whiny at all. Like,
right.
Darth Vader isn't whiny at all. He is very collected.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make sense.
I'm wondering if it's just like hate driven after he lost his legs and one of his arms and he became a pirate.
Didn't he lose
he just like
both his arms?
No, he still had one like janked up one and the other one was gone.
He should have took the high ground.
Dude, he should have.
You said it.
He should have. But speaking of people getting arrested and Star Wars, did you see that the kid that played young Anakin got arrested the other day?
Dude, I've heard he's been in like in and out of trouble. Like he says Star Wars ruined his life, basically.
Yeah, he quit acting in like 2001, so like right after that movie came out.
Which is stupid. And like, no, this could have actually made your life a lot better, but you let it ruin it.
Well, no, he has other issues too. Like, I think he has schizophrenia and some other things going on.
So he really is Anakin.
Possibly.
Okay.
He went to Carmel, though, high school. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. He looks like my old college roommate.
We were going to go pay him a visit at one point.
Dude, we should have him on the show.
He doesn't live here anymore. He's in like North Carolina now or something.
Did I stutter?
But one of my friends got upset that the movie was so bad and he wanted to drive to Carmel and beat that kid up. And I was like,
episode
we're not gonna do
one
that.
Was not that bad. Yeah. I think it was maybe at the time people were expecting something a lot different, which I
get. Yeah, this was like right after it came out.
But
so
like,
we were in like high school and he was
I
in
really
middle school.
I really like that movie. I do.
I'm not going to beat up a middle school kid.
I think episode one is good. I think
it's not bad.
I think episode three is a lot worse than episode one.
I will probably agree with that. But, I love General Grievous, and I hate how short of a time he got on
two,
there.
Right?
Three.
General Grievous was in three? I thought he was in two.
Three. And he was awesome.
General Grievous was pretty cool.
And he did not get enough screen time. Just like Darth Maul. Just like all the good villains.
I know. They're like... They have really bad, stupid villains on screen for way too long.
Hey, we've got a really good idea for a villain. Captain Phasma, General Grievous,
Captain
Darth
Phasma.
Maul.
Let's talk about her for a second. She was awesome.
Like, she was great. Well, she was Gwendolyn Christie, so of course
like,
she was great. But.
Yeah, they gave this like awesome, shiny suit to a stormtrooper, made her amazing, and then did nothing impressive with her. She did nothing.
We're going to kick her in a trash compactor, and then she's going to show up in the next movie, and she's going to fall down a hole. Now, there's a good chance she's still alive, because if you ever want to survive in Star Wars, you fall in a hole.
No joke.
And I will prove that on another episode, because I've got a lot of references.
Or you get pushed out into space, and then just like pull yourself back in.
Yeah, that only happened if you're a Jedi. But anybody can fall down a hole.
It wasn't
fine.
Return of the Jedi. It was the last...
I said only if you... Only if you are a Jedi.
Oh, I was going to say Last Jedi. Which she...
No.
Is she a Jedi? She has Jedi powers, but she's...
And she went through her Jedi training. And
she did. You're right.
She put her lightsaber up at the end of her training, so...
That's right. And,
Dumb.
Like, so, the Jedi, when you become a Jedi, do you make your own lightsaber?
Yes.
Is that why
there's
all different ones?
Yeah, so you go to, I can't remember where the mines are, but you get the Kyber crystals and you find which one speaks to you because they're living. They're like sentient.
So it's like the wand chooses the wizard?
Very similar. So you find your Kyber crystal and then build your hilt around it. And the color of the crystal is based on its resonation with you.
Okay.
So well, there's all sorts of different colors, but you have to do horrible,
so
terrible things.
That's why, like, Luke has the blue one, which is his dad's when he was Anakin. And then by the time he gets to Return of the Jedi, he has a green one.
Yeah.
Because he made his own.
Yep.
And then same thing with Rey. She had a yellow one by the end because she made her own.
And Mace Windu's was purple. And if you watch the animated series, Ahsoka Tano, she's a Twi'lek. She had white ones.
Ooh. And then I heard
two of them.
There's something with like a dark saber that was in The Mandalorian there at the end.
Yeah, it was also in the animated series. There was a dark saber.
Which I don't know what that is.
It's like pure black and glowy and
well, I know it's dark, but I don't know what it is. Like, is it special?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, all the sabers are just different.
And then Kylo Ren, his is like a fire saber. It was weird.
Well, he supposedly tweaked his to be more powerful. The way that the this is super nerdy, dude. I looked into it, and it's stupid nerdy. But essentially, it's kind of like a power attenuator. He turned the power up as high as it would go and overloaded some of the vents, and that's why they come out the sides, and that's why it's all like unstable and glowy and crazy, is because he's got it set to nuclear reactor mode, basically, and he's pushing it harder than it's supposed to be.
Well, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool as crap that way, but...
And it looks like it has a hilt.
The bottom of a... Now it's at the bottom of a sea somewhere.
I know. He threw it in. Or she threw it in. Jerk. Idiot.
It's whatever. I hated how that one ended, by the way. We'll do a whole episode on that or something sometime.
We're over time. I liked Kylo Ren's ending, though.
I hated it. It made me so mad.
No, it needed to happen that way.
No.
Yes, it did. He did too much wrong to come back from that.
You
cannot forgive a guy who blew up whole planets of people.
I agree, but that would have been a good basis to start your new society of on forgiveness and love and whatever.
No, you bring him back and they're going to be like, I'm sorry, we now have to kill you because like you are a genocidal murderer.
Yeah, but now he's like an all
you
good...
You can't come back from that, Ryan. You can't come back from that.
But now he's like an all-knowing, all-good force ghost that's going to, like, lead people in the future.
Okay, as a ghost, that's fine. But as a human alive, can't do it. You can't.
Yeah, but force ghosts are, like, the most powerful thing on the planet. Like, if
but
you're
you
a Jedi...
You can't try a force ghost.
I was talking to David that I work with the other day, and basically the best thing you can do if you're a Jedi, as soon as you're a Jedi and you know you have the force... is get yourself killed and turn into a force ghost. Because basically then you're unstoppable because they don't die, they don't age, they can still interact with stuff. They can do anything, but they're just unkillable.
Yeah. Well, I was happy. Like, I wasn't super happy about the whole, like, love part of it, or, like, the kiss, like, whatever.
Yeah, but I think that was
and for a minute I thought they were just going to keep healing each other back and forth. Alive, dead, alive, dead.
Never ending cycle.
Right. Just, your turn. Your turn. But then, yeah, when he died, I was like, good. Because, like he is good. I'm glad that he turned good. He did so much wrong that he should not have been allowed to stay. I'm sorry. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to end the episode before we go too far.
Well, we're 37 minutes in, so...
That's what I mean. We're too far already, and I could keep this going for another half an hour, probably.
Maybe
so.
We should stop our episode halfway through and just make this part the episode.
No. No. Because I told you before we even started, we should do an episode on this. And you're like, oh, we already did.
We
I was
did.
Like, not since we watched it. Not since we watched it.
Scrap this episode. This is the new episode starting now.
No, I don't have time to do that. You made me miss yesterday... When we recorded an episode, it was so long and we were so over that I missed workout and I missed all sorts of other stuff. And I'm not going to begin today. You jerk. And I ended up forgetting my rodeo tickets because.
And then
of
you
it.
Didn't come by and get them today either.
I was going to come after this episode, but maybe not because it's getting long.
Shame on you. Anyway, all right, go ahead and end it.
Hey, so you can find us lots of places. thenerdversation.blogspot.com, Spotify, iTunes, lots of places, Facebook, You can find us on the Rock 98.5 Facebook page. You can find us on rock985fm.com. Is that the website? I'm pretty sure it is.
Rock,
I don't work there anymore.
Rock985.com.
Oh, yeah. I put FM in there. You don't have to do that.
There's no F. That's a Z.
Yeah. So you can find us lots of places and listen to our stuff if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're ridiculous.
I'm blowing fire.
We're Nerdversation.
Okay, here we go.